This is the tale thus far. Deep in the dune seas of Maya lies Mareel, the last standing city of Mashkala. This is a city of magi and mystics, thieves and cutthroats, a city where the shadows themselves watch your every move. In this place, a band of unlikely adventurers will come together to unearth ancient artifacts, hidden temples, and a plot that threatens the very fabric of reality. A plot beyond the control of the gods above and below is unfolding. In this dark time, a folk story has come to light, and the only hope for the survival of the city and all of creation may be a legendary artifact known as the Crown of Queens.
Because I only used one high-level spell yesterday, and we ended going to sleep.
Did you get... No, you did. You guys didn't sleep in the pool room.
We went outside,
and we slept in the hut.
Yeah.
Did you?
We're in Emmy's hut. That's what my notes say. Mm-hmm. Sleepy's in Emmy's hut.
Okay, yeah. I didn't realize
that. All
right, so then you guys are sleeping in the hut. Well, that's fun. I didn't even remember that. My notes don't say that. My notes say, and they killed the thing in the pool.
Yeah, mine say, kill pool, loot pool, found gems, sleepies in hut.
All right, well, yeah, that's where we are then.
We figured it out very precise.
Yep.
Well, I guess as everybody's waking from sleepies in hut.
Sleepies in hut.
What is the next fucking move? Gary actually probably has, okay, so I guess Silent would be the first one to wake up. Is Silent a back sleeper or a side sleeper?
She sleeps on her back and generally in like spread eagle.
Okay.
Taking up as much space as possible.
So Silent's eyes kind of open. The dawn, it's in the hut, but like the light starts to flood in, and she sees this, for a moment, it's just very attractive figure in front of her. And then she realizes maybe it's a little hairy, and one of its ears has a little bit of a notch taken out of it, and she feels kind of a small pressure on her chest. And as her eyes focus, she sees that Gary Squeaksmeyer, the 1700th, is standing on her chest holding the pages from the journal that she had given him. And there are tiny little rat scrawlings next to some of the words, in a completely undiscernible language, but almost as if someone has put annotated notes into this. And Gary, for all of the emotion that a small rat face can convey, seems to be, almost in a childlike wonder, handing the pages back to you. And that's how your day starts.
I think Silent blinks a few times, and she like reaches over and takes the paper. You made notes?
And Gary nods.
She's like, I'm not fully awake for this. rubs her eyes, and she puts the pieces of paper back into her bag. Is this rat heavy?
No, not at all.
Is it like, okay. She like grabs him a little bit so she can sit up and places him across from her. And then she like looks at him really hard.
He has the essence of something that is way more self-aware than a rat, but it's a rat. Like, it looks just like a rat. There's not a, it moves like a rat. It sounds like a rat. It has the same texture and weight of a rat. It just seems to be a very self-aware rat. And it kind of nods very happily and turns over, jumps off the edge of the cot that would be inside the hut and scampers off. And everybody else starts to come awake, and you're just like watching this little thing run off.
She's just sitting there, like sitting straight up, like looking out the doorway. What the hell was that?
Senpai noticed me.
She just like blinks blearily, and I think I have to go back to civilization soon. It's getting weird out here.
Well, yeah, there's a cat sleeping. Well, she's probably snoring loudly, even though she would never admit she snores.
How dare you? I
never. Emmerich is probably
the most petite, adorable snores you have ever heard.
It sounds like a chainsaw. Emmerich's probably polishing any weapons that he has.
Gross.
Garglin is, you know, just kind of washing the daily grime out of his beard, waking up, taking kind of a sense of the day. Flareon's probably already outside stretching. And the Baron is, you know, just kind of wakes up and goes from 0 to 50 just immediately. There's no drifty sleep, rub the crust out of your eyes, like stretch, lazily wake up. He just goes from like sound asleep to the fucking Baron. So everybody is up and awake. What are you guys doing?
Once Emmerich has finished his morning prayers and everything, he just kind of goes up to Graziella. Graziella, we must speak.
Must we?
I've heard of people developing some latent magical abilities. So when you started changing your fur color or seeing magical auras, I didn't say anything. Yesterday, you called down lightning.
I know, it was amazing. I'm so amazing.
That was pretty cool.
How long have you been able to do that?
I don't know. It's the first time I tried. Should I try again?
No. Not inside. Wait and see if that thing had friends waiting for us.
Okay.
But you can't think of a single moment when this started occurring.
No, I mean, I just start to feel like I was more strong and more powerful, and suddenly I thought, what if I could do this? What if I could do that? And then I could! I am amazing! Emmy, are you jealous?
Concern.
That's not how it's coming across to me! And I'm just gonna walk away. Like, changing my fur color as I go.
Right.
I literally yelled at a bunch of people and they caught fire.
Oh, I'm going to turn around to him and pull out my, I made 4 potions before I went to sleep, and one of them is called lightning. Turn around and, like, hold the bottle to him and be like, I bought them the lightning too! And, like, put it in my little bandolier of vials.
Nice.
Really have to see if we can hire somebody else to aid me in this. Maybe a raise in pay.
We will discuss it later.
You're getting paid?
He's being paid. He's not being paid.
Actually, I don't believe any of us have been paid in months. So getting back to Mariel would be beneficial.
Are you not having fun on all these adventures? You would never get to do any of this if you'd stayed in that stuffy old city.
The city was getting pretty interesting when we left it.
Yes, but not as interesting as this. Did you see there's a giant creature come up out of the water? There are talking rats. You can talk to dead skeletons.
How come that rat didn't talk to me?
Did I talk to you?
Perception check.
25.
Yeah, very, very faintly you hear from outside of the hut, I did speak to you at length. I don't understand what you're talking about. Of course, what you hear is, skrrr, 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 skrrr.
It's trying to communicate.
Yes, he's talking to you. I don't know why you're being rude to him. How often do you meet a talking rat?
Ever, so far.
Maybe I just don't understand his accent. Did he like my story?
I'll like walk over to Gary and be like, Gary, I am so sorry, everyone. It seems to be rude to you this morning. But Silence says that you read her stories. Did you enjoy them?
Oh, they were very good. I liked them very much. I expect you to like the part where the Djinn got his ass kicked. That was very fun.
I like turn around to Silent and be like, see, he likes them.
He wrote all these notes on them. Can you take a look? She like takes out the paper and passes it over.
I look at the paper. Can I read that?
And she has a very strange look on her face.
It legitimately is. It is no comprehensible language. If Gary has a language, it's a secret language of just Gary.
Okay. It's in Wingdings.
Yeah, pretty much. It looks like Gary made a valiant effort to write, but yeah, it's not an actual discernible form of language.
I'll like point to a like longer passage on the page and show it to Gary and be like, Gary, what does this say here?
Oh, I think that she was a little bit redundant with her word choices, and maybe she should want to shorten this section slightly, but it does not take away from the effect of the entire piece.
How very interesting your thoughts on her writing. What language is this in? I've never seen it before.
It is in Gary.
Oh, you will have to teach me. I like turn and hand the journal back to Silent and say, it is written in Geri.
Oh.
Like that's an explanation enough.
She like starts to nod. She's like, okay. She looks at Emmerich. Can she talk to rats?
She called down lightning yesterday. I've never seen her do that.
She talks to rats. She's talking to this rat right now. Do you understand that rat? I don't understand that rat. She seems to understand the rat.
I don't understand the rat. Neither did I understand the one she spoke to several months ago. Nor the cat she talks to.
Wait, what happened several months ago?
She just talks to animals. This is the first time she seems to be holding a conversation with them, but...
Is it because she's a cat? Is that part of it? Do you just get animal speech?
Like, you guys aren't being quiet about this conversation you're having right now, right?
I think we, like, took two little steps sideways.
Okay. I mean, this is still a cottage, isn't it? Like, it's a five-room cottage.
Mm-hmm. I'm not paying attention to them. I'm just having a conversation with Geri about the giant thing in the water and, like, what his life is like. I'm just fascinated. I've never met a talking rat before.
Oh, Gary's telling you how much he loves the Baron and how the Baron was such a blessing when he came to take over the keep and how the Baron protects Geri. And then Geri tells you how he, before the Baron came, he used to live in the city. And he worked in the Grand Library, and he used to be the one that was responsible for dusting all of the artifacts, you know, like the wands and the armor and the crown of queens and all of this other stuff.
I'm sorry,
and
Gary,
then
Gary,
he,
Gary,
then he
I'm
tells
so sorry.
You that he was editing spell books, and then, you know, one day he was editing the wrong spell book, and then he was here, and he's not really sure how he got from there to here, but it was just a very confusing life, and Gary is very excited to have this conversation with you. And then he stops as you try to break into the conversation.
Geri, did you say that he was dusting the crown of queen?
Oh, yes. We had it on display. It was on display, and we had it in the Grand Library, and it was there, and it was our 7 years to have it, and I was dusting it. And it was quite beautiful, but it's strange when you touched it. You felt all tingly. It was weird.
Where is the Grand Library?
It's in the city.
Which city, my love?
In the city of Verlaine.
Did we already know that that's where they were from?
Yeah.
Okay.
Emmerich, can you do me a favor?
Yes.
Can you use your detect magic mojo on Geri?
I'm just asking Geri a bunch more questions about the crown and about Verlaine and letting him tell me tales of the Baron's greatness.
I throw detect magic.
It's weird, man. It's latent. I know what you're looking for, so this is like storyteller talking to player. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like a polymorph, and it doesn't look like a curse. Geri's a rat. Like, for all intents and purposes, he's not shape-shifted. He's a rat. There's latent magic, like almost like auritic around him, but it's like octarine. It's just pure Arcanos magic, but it's not it's not like there's a spell effect in play or anything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Something happened and Geri's a rat.
You've been rat incarnated?
It's not divine. I mean, that's funny. But it's not divine. It's arcane. But yeah, Geri's just a rat. He's a very... And he moves like a rat. But he also has kind of humanistic hand motions. Like, he's very expressive with his hands and when he talks. But I mean, he's a rat. Like, there's not really another way to put that.
Yeah, it's just that... Oh, never mind. I'm not the one who detected the magic.
I asked Geri how long he's been working with the Baron.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Since the Baron got here.
You don't know how long ago that was?
Oh, the days blended the nights. Nights blended the day. We don't have any sunlight down here. I lose track sometimes. At least 500 Susans.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that's a lot of Susans.
That was amazing. That was fucking delightful. 500 Susans.
That is now how
you just hear from another room. Do not speak our name.
I'm sorry, my liege.
You just hear him spitting again, Susan.
The best part is everybody else is just hearing Graziella talk to this squeaking little creature.
Yeah. Oh, I have a weird question. What's that? I'm a cat folk, so I feel like my inclination would be to not like a rat. But I feel like I'm like strangely drawn to him because I'm now a druid and I like nature and natural things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that, that's how I'm playing this, but like, is that true? Or should I kind of want to eat him?
I feel like that's very accurate. And you don't want to eat Gary.
I didn't want to eat Susan either. I'm suddenly like becoming vegan.
That'll happen when you go druid.
I have a question, but I think I already know the answer.
What's up?
Druids are like so rare and everything in Maya. There's no way we could surmise what is happening to her at all.
Nah, you'd have no fucking.
Okay, that's what I figured. That's why.
Yeah, you'd have.
That's cool. Coolio.
Watching a mental collapse.
Yeah, that's pretty much what you think is going on. She's just like slipping into madness.
Merlin is not surprised.
I just don't know too many crazy people who can make lightning flylights. They're crazy. You know?
Yeah, seems dangerous.
I knew a guy.
I believe it. Can I talk to the Baron while they're talking amongst themselves about Gary?
Oh, sure.
Excuse me, my liege. If I may have an audience with you.
I'm going through the drawers and collecting all the spoons.
From the hut?
Yeah, if there are spoons.
Oh, there are. Now, just so you know, they will disappear, but you don't know that yet, so it's awesome.
I just turn to go, yes, tribute. And I just put them in my bag.
This pool, you say it leads to another pool down the line? Into the city. Okay. I just wanted to double check that with you. Thank you. Thank you for your audience, my liege. And I bow, you know, I do this.
My pleasure, fancy man.
give him the respect he deserves. And I'm going to kind of examine the pool to see if there's like a, I don't know, like if I could see. You said the water was pretty clear, right?
Yeah, the water's pretty clear. It goes down quite a ways. And it looks like, if you're looking at the map right now, to the eastern side of the pool, probably about 15 feet down, there's a large kind of like pipeway, maybe 20 foot in diameter, that seems to travel farther into the east.
Okay. And that's kind of the direction Emmerich was getting his ping from?
Yes.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Gary, have you ever been down this water before?
No, I didn't know. Big creature, not going there. Lots of Susans. I mean, lots of somebody else's, but not me.
And we can be assured that the big creature doesn't have any smaller or larger friends down there?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I have never been down there.
Maybe we should try another Susan.
I'm, like, upset at the thought of it, but you're Susan and me.
The Baron just kind of, like, is behind you. Boy, speaking of the Susan.
Yes, Baron, I am just concerned that the very large creature might have friends down there, and I just want to be very, very certain there is nothing else down there that wants to eat us before we go inside over.
Well, if you make it to the city,
you already threw another rat in the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing came up.
Mm-mm.
But then we went sleepies.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And the pipeway you're describing, it's full of water. It's not like, you know...
Oh, it's underwater. You'll have to swim.
Nobody has water breathing, I'm guessing.
Nope, didn't bring that.
I can drown pretty well.
Yeah.
Just asking.
I can breathe water, but I can only do it once.
So I've got a plan. We're going to tie bricks to our feet and get down faster. And that's the extent of the plan.
Sounds like a pretty crappy plan.
Are we all out of the hut now?
Yeah.
Okay. I get it to collapse back down, and I pull the thermos out of the lunch pail.
Okay.
Does it, if I upend it, does it just continue to pour, or does it eventually stop?
It continues to pour.
Okay. All right. Never mind. And I put the thermos back in the lunch pail.
Can I assume that we sit and we have a little breakfast from your lunchbox?
Yeah.
Have a little brekkie.
What's this lunchbox?
Some dwarves gave us magic lunchboxes.
That's cool.
Actually, I think I've shown you before. I like pull a sandwich and a cookie and a thermos out, and I close it and open it back up, and there's another sandwich and cookie.
That's the best.
So I
Silent writes this down.
Bakers are fucking efficient, man.
You have infinite sandwiches and cookies. I wish I knew. She writes it all down.
The Baron comes over and goes, let me look in your box.
Whoa. I open the box for him.
Very forward.
He takes a cookie.
Have we said what kind of sandwiches or cookies they are?
No, I don't think anybody's decided that yet.
Okay. Does another cookie instantly appear in the box?
No, you have to close it first.
You'll close it and open it to check.
Oh, yeah, there's another cookie when he opens it.
He does this until he has stopped. taking cookies.
Knowing the people who gave it to us, I'm imagining some sort of a paste made from crushed nuts and some sort of fluff made of a sugary substance.
More than likely.
Oh, we got endless fluffer nutters. And cookies? Is that really necessary?
The bread's fresh. The cookies are awesome.
They're shortbread cookies.
Yeah.
They're more...
What
are those bomb-ass rosemary shortbread?
I share a bite of my sandwich with Gary as we're talking, but I do not share the cookie. Oh.
Gary's really into it.
A weird combination.
He sits and eats like a people. He's a little rat, but he moves like a people. Like the rat's a Nim without clothes. That makes sense.
All right, is this where we're going?
So, yes, we need to swim under there to find the key, but I cannot recall the last time I have been swimming.
Hmm. You guys live in a fucking desert.
Yeah, I have never been swimming. What's everyone else's swim speed, just out of curiosity?
Hmm.
Swim zero.
Oh, no.
I also swim at zero?
Where do you even see swim speed?
It's under all your weapons. It says like speed, land, run, swim.
Oh, speed.
Five,
yeah. I thought you were asking about my skill.
Oh, is there a swim skill?
There's a swim skill, yes.
Oh, God, zero.
Well, now we know how the campaign ends.
And this is how he died.
I'm not sure how, but my swim skill is -3.
-3?
You're wearing armor, aren't you?
You actually move backwards.
All the different ranks are zero, but somehow it's -3.
It's because of the armor, I think.
Probably.
I wondered if mine was low because I'm a cat and I don't like water. But no, apparently everyone's is 5. All right, someone else go first. It is not going to be me. I like back away from the water, like looking all indignant, combing my fur.
I give Gary a little pang and fetch me a Susan.
So Gary will right away, my liege, and he goes over to a hole, comes out, and there's a small, kind of skinny, gamey-looking rat that crawls out behind him. Gary points to the water, and the rat runs and jumps in the water, and is just kind of bobbing around.
I turn to the Baron and I'm like, excuse me, the Baron, how long have you had Gary with you? He seems like a very special rat.
He is. He has been with me many years, but there has been others.
But he seems more special to you than all of your Susans.
Yes, because he's not a Susan.
Yes, he is a Gary. Can you read Gary, the Baron?
Can I what?
Can you read Gary?
Not a book, correct?
He wrote notes in Silent's journal, but he just wrote it in his own language. I cannot read it.
I normally don't pay attention to his scribbles. For most of the time, they're very sexual and aggressive.
I shall have to learn how to read Gary.
No good will come of reading Gary, my dear.
Only madness.
Rapport!
I have seen pervert eyes invert after reading Gary. It is disgusting.
Gary's erotica.
Oh, God. Erotica.
Well, that's canon.
It's just a whole
Silent,
collection.
Silent, your whole notebook is just full of rat porno now.
He's like the bodice ripper writer. That's great.
Yeah, just tiny little rat dick.
That's how he's so good at giving notes on.
I wish I could read it, because I would like to... Anyway... What are we going in this pool?
Now all I can picture is like Fabio and one of those women like with the flowy dresses, except everything looks like that, except instead of Fabio's head, it's like Gary's.
Oh, I'm going to have to draw that now.
Oh, that's so good.
I hope you're happy.
I am.
It quickly descends into a sort of kind of grossness though.
Oh, wow. diligent farmhand and the milkmaid, but it's fucking Gary. Like, this is so good.
Two rats fucking over the pirate ship,
you know? One day, Gary's just got the big pirate hat.
They're both Gary. Yeah. Like, it's just Gary on Gary.
Narcissistic
Gary on Gary.
But one's got a ball gag and clown makeup on.
There's just so much. There's so many things happening here. Oh, fucking love Gary. You
peel too many layers off that onion.
Yeah, in the corner, there's a rat dressed like Gary's father, just sitting there.
Oh.
All right. I finally decoded this. It says, bring out the gimp.
Oh, man. All right, so we get in the water. What's our plan?
I'll attempt to go first.
Okay.
Godspeed.
And Emmerich jumps into the water.
Okay.
It sinks to the bottom.
Sploosh. Well, that was fun. What do we do now?
I'm going to need a new handmaiden.
What's your constitution modifier?
Not good. Two.
Two?
Two.
All right. So roll a d6.
Two.
All right. So you can hold your breath for four rounds currently.
All right. This dive, I'm going to try and find that key.
The key is through the tunnel.
Okay. Can I see how far back the tunnel goes?
It's probably about 30 feet, and it looks like it opens to a like another chamber like the one you're in right now.
Okay. I'm going to go back to the surface.
Okay. Emmerich surfaces.
Emmy, is it horrible?
Well, I seem to be quickly grasping the concept of this. However, the tunnel we have to go through, we're going to need probably a few good lungfuls of air. Because if I'm reading this correctly, if my swim speed is 5, that is 5 feet per round, correct?
No, you're reading that incorrectly. Your swim speed is half your base movement. The 5 is just used as a modifier for swim rolls and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Or at least that's how I'm doing it. So that's how we've always done it.
So I probably could have made that in my 4 rounds.
Yeah.
Okay. So everyone just try to get as much air as you can, and I guess follow me.
Before we jump in there, I've got like paper and stuff I don't want getting wet. Is there anything we can put it in? What would the Susans be for?
Put the paper in the suit.
It's the bag.
Are the folding pockets in my magic leather armor waterproof? Would I even know that?
Yes, they're waterproof.
Okay. I can hold them for you. I put my flint and steel. All of my things are in my pants of many pockets.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I'll hold your stuff.
Do you have room for like a big booklet and stuff? Is it like...
How big is my biggest pocket, Anton?
I think you could probably fit at least the book in there.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's gonna that's pushing it.
Okay, I put as much as I can with Silent giving me whatever's most important. So it's up to her and you how much I can take.
Yeah, she gives you her folio and figure out anywhere to put this. That'd probably be best. Are we coming back this way?
I don't know. I like tuck them away.
Okay. I don't wanna leave stuff and lose it. Oh well. She drops a stack of papers that couldn't fit. Hopefully we end up in this area again. Otherwise, hey, Gary, you got some more reading material. Enjoy.
Gary, squeak, 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 squeak. What Gary says is, I'm coming with you, right? We're coming with you?
Yes, I assumed you were coming with us. I turn back to Silent. Is Gary not coming with us? The Baron, aren't you coming with us?
Oh, well.
Yes, it'd be.
Charming.
All right, let's do this.
Well, I like the Baron as an option.
Oh, she turns to look at her little friend.
He pulls his knees up to his chest and wraps his arms around his knees and kind of puts his head down between his shoulders. And you watch as his skin goes from like the deep reds and oranges. And as it starts to fade into like blacks and grays, you watch as his body starts to shrink in size until he's roughly about the size of a cantaloupe and completely immobile. He's become a little statue.
My cantaloupe child. She bends down and picks the orb up. I will protect you. She holds him to her chest. All right, let's do this, I guess.
I put a hand on Silent. You are carrying the Gary. Be warned, you kill him, I kill you.
I'll try my best.
There you go. Let's go to die.
So Gary kind of hops up into Silence, like on her shoulder, into her hair, sort of. So what's the marching order into the water?
Emmerich is first.
Okay.
I'll go second.
All right.
Have I ever seen a large body of water before in my whole life?
No.
Okay. Would I have like read books about them or anything?
Oh, totally.
So I like know what, say, a dolphin looks like?
No, you wouldn't know what a dolphin looks like.
Okay.
Maybe a dolphin.
They don't write a lot about dolphins in my literature.
I was going to summon a dolphin to help us, but I was like, I don't know that I've seen a dolphin.
Yeah, you wouldn't know what a dolphin looks like. You know a lot about cuttlefish and jellyfish and anemones and those things. And
yeah, I don't think that's going to help carry me through a tunnel.
Yeah, probably not.
I'll follow Garglin.
All right.
I'll go after Clarion.
All right, roll a d20 for me.
Everyone?
Nope.
Just me?
Just you.
8.
Your body feels weird when it hits the water. Like for a second, it's almost like a chill runs through your fur.
Ooh.
And then it's like your brain is trying to remember how to do something that it should know, but it doesn't. You almost remember that maybe there would be a better form to do this in, but you can't quite figure out what it is.
Okay.
Who's next? I'd be Silent.
Silent will go next, yeah.
All right. And then the Baron?
Baron will definitely go last.
So when the Baron jumps in the water, so nobody sees this because you're all busy trying to swim in the most ungraceful way, except for Garglin, who's literally just walking across the ground under water because it's easier than swimming at this point. He's just got a big lung full of air when he jumped in and he's walking. The Baron just like walks down the side of the wall and then onto the floor, and he doesn't breathe. So he's just casually walking behind everybody, but nobody noticed. So you guys get through the tunnel and you come up, and there's not a map for it because it's not loaded, but there'll be a map for the next thing. Don't worry about that. As you guys get up, it's kind of the room is set up the same, except instead of there being a hallway that exits out somewhere else, there's just another long tunnel underwater that you can kind of see. So you guys surface in this pool, and there's kind of the landing area around it, and tucked in one corner is one of the portal gates. And it already has a key in the door, as if it had been used, but like in a hurry, nobody took the key and continued to venture through. So the door is unlocked, and there is a key in it.
Based on our travels that we've been through these doors already, if I open this door, can I see where it leads to without walking through it?
Yes.
Or is it like a shiny mirror and you can't see? By like literally like opening the door to Narnia and I can see Narnia.
Yeah, it's not like Stargate. It's like you open the door and you see what the hell is on the other side of the portal gate.
Okay. I look at Emmy and I'm saying, like, do we know where this door goes?
Absolutely no.
Not accurate.
Not accurate?
Yeah, you get all the doors lead back to the Night Garden.
Oh.
The keys are what opens the doors, and then all of them have been leading back to the portal gate in the Night Garden. So that's like point zero. And then each door located throughout the realm is the other side of that. And you need the key to open the door from the Night Garden or vice versa back to.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so.
What does this key look like?
That's a good question. This key is made of onyx. It's solid and it has a bat motif on it.
Are we going home, everyone?
I'm not going to talk underwater.
Yeah.
Oh, I assume we're in that room now.
Oh, yeah, you guys came up into the room.
Oh, I thought the key was underwater.
No, it was in the door. It was actually in the portal.
Oh, I see. I misunderstood.
No, you're good. Okay. Man.
That's much less
like,
deadly.
How are you having these conversations in the water? Yeah,
I figured nothing would stop Graziella from talking.
It's ever. Very true.
You know, Garglin, that is a brilliant observation.
So the nondescript iron key that I have listed as Knight's End Garden, do we not actually need that to get to the garden?
No.
That's just to unlock the door.
Yes.
Okay.
That one led to, that was the one that led you there from the chamber underneath Muriel.
Right, the workshop, right?
Yeah.
So it would be more apt to label it as
Muriel.
Muriel workshop.
Is that a question you're asking me?
Yes.
I'm not giving you an answer.
Well, then I'm just going to keep the original title and I'll fix it later.
Okay.
Can we put any key in any door?
It's not something you've attempted yet, as far as I know. It's fun when I'm evasive.
Fun for you.
It is fun for me. It's goddamn delightful.
So Emmerich opens the door to see where it leads.
Getting your map. We do.
Take us back to the Pepto-Bismol Palace.
This place is pretty pink.
Hey, that's my home you're talking about. Come on now.
It's our home. Thank you very much.
Your name's not on the deed. Mine is. Hello.
Also not accurate.
That's true. All right. You're not in possession of the deed.
There we go. Much better.
I have the charn ring now.
Yeah. I don't know how you ended up with a baker's ring and the charn ring.
I'm awesome like that.
Oh, yeah. Are you coming with us through the gate, my liege?
I am indeed. The Lords of Thief commanded.
I thought the Lords of Thief didn't tell you what to do yet.
They told me I would need be an aide of another one that holds the blade.
Now, did you amend the map to have like Hans's like dirty laundry hanging everywhere? And
I did not. Hans doesn't hang as he's actually quite a good house guest. So you guys come through and you're in the main hall of the Night Garden, and not much looks like it's changed.
This is my first time being here.
So. Yeah, so what you're seeing is you're sitting in a room that has four large purple stone pillars that lead up to like an arched ceiling. Mm-hmm. The door that you see is a large stone, double doors made of stone. The stone is black with, but looking at it, it looks as if there are stars within it, like looking at the night sky. To the degree that there almost seems to be depth between them. So when you move, the surface of the stone looks like the pinpricks of light would move as if you were looking at the night sky, but it's clearly a solid object. There are three crystal spheres at the top of the archway to these double doors, and those seem to be the Arcanos engine that drives this portal door that you guys just walked through. There's two large paintings to the north of this room. I will indicate them on the map for you. There's one here and one here. They mostly seem to be of flowers and bats. There's a door here that is closed. There's a door to the north and a door to the south that are closed. And this entity isn't in the room, so you don't see him. But yeah, that's where you guys are at right now.
So is the space this pink color?
Yes, yeah, everything in this place is the color you're seeing. The doors are actually also the same color. I just used yellow to indicate them on the map.
So Silent walks out into this very pink room and is like, what the...
Welcome to the Night Garden.
Is it supposed to be like this?
It was like this when we got here.
Huh.
Would you like to come upstairs and play some cards?
Sure.
Damn. Him.
That was sorry, dirty go on. As fuck. That was dirty as fuck.
Have we been back in there? Did someone clean that room up?
No, you guys have not been back in there. No, you did go back in there. The deck is gone, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, didn't Hans take it?
He did.
Probably for the best. Before walking through.
Emmerich what?
Did grab the back key before walking through.
Okay, cool. So you guys are now all in this house. What are you doing?
I'm going to warn Silent about the traps in the library.
Which room is the library?
Don't worry, you'll see it. It's someone full of. Also, there's a demon named Charn. Don't be alarmed. He's pretty cool. And please, please, please don't let your lava toddler set anything on fire.
Huh. So let's back up. The demon? There's a demon who is residing here?
And the vampire.
Vampire.
Yeah, he's a good chef.
Oh, and we have those three ladies, right, are here too?
Yeah, there's three bakers.
Does that mean anything to me?
No.
I'm going to go on through the door.
Open the
door, leave it open.
Where is he at? Where's his miniature? Where's old Randy's miniature? Oh, well, we'll use... Mr. Plarion. Welcome back, sir.
Randolph, so good to see you as always. thank you for the meals you sent for with us. We really...
But of course, sir. Will you require anything of me today?
I believe maybe dinner, if that's not too much. I know you have a lot of other responsibilities around the house.
Never too many responsibilities to prepare a proper meal, sir. Allow me to get on that right away. And Randolph darts up the stairs in the, classic manservant fashion, quickly and confidently.
Randolph's the best.
What are the rest of you guys doing?
Gurglin kicks off his boots. Excuse me, I'm dying. Gurglin kicks off his boots and his socks and kind of squeezes them out. I imagine we're all pretty waterlogged.
Yeah. And remember, you guys all have rooms here now, so you guys can kind of like go and recoup and you know, get back to where you need to get back to and all that good shit.
Is there enough room to give Silent like a guest room or something?
There's
and the Baron, of course.
Let me see. I think there should be, because there's A4 and A5 down here. And then there's the nine. No, A4, A5. There's more rooms upstairs too. Let's look.
Rockdale and Emmerich got the
right. The ones that were at the north of the building.
Yeah, with the booby statues.
Yeah, there were booby statues.
Not the sexy booby statues.
Gary will like those.
I was about to ask Gary if he wants to come see my room. Like, Gary's my new friend. I'm in middle school. Do you want to see my room, Gary?
Me and Gary are having like a kind of conversation about, why didn't you tell me about this room, this place near the city? We're trying to like conferring that this place wasn't there before. So I'm guessing we set up for a portal to a different realm kind of thing.
Well, Gary wouldn't have known. He never would have gone in the water because the creature was there. That's what he thought. Yeah. Says, my liege, I was never able to traverse through the water with that large beast there.
True. I don't remember this being in any of the plans of the city.
There are five rooms in total. So, I mean, there's five bedrooms, like dedicated bedrooms. So, I mean, but there's plenty of places people could find to sleep. That's just all that's...
I think Gurglin had the right idea. I mean, we're all waterlogged and tired and covered in thing filth. So it might be a good idea to change, get situated before Randolph has dinner ready.
Excuse me, my lord. May I please go see Graziella's room?
Yes.
Of course.
Would you like to see it as well? It is quite amazing. And I just start walking off, like thinking they're gonna follow me.
Yeah, we follow. We're walking across like the walls. And
I'm like explaining as I walk, like this is the grand hall, and this is the stairwell, and these are bedrooms. They're not as nice as mine. And then this is a room with a bunch of things in it. And I don't remember. It's been a long time. Don't look at that bow. It's fucked up, Emmerich.
Yeah, there's a large, as you guys come through the main doorway here, there's a large white longbow that's sitting up on a raised dais, and the word Racewind in Helic is, you know, inlaid into the floor, and there's just this bow sitting on like an altar. You guys do notice that as you kind of walk in to the main room.
Me and Gary just like, ooh, we go up to it and have a look.
Yeah, even in the Baron's kleptomania, there is a feeling across the back of his neck that he does not want to be unmade, so touching that would probably be a bad idea.
We just admire it then.
Yeah, it's like pure elemental energy.
Yeah, and I just kind of like a butter onto my left. I will find a way to have you.
So let me just figure out where everybody's going. Garglin's going back to his room to unwind and kind of get dried out.
Yep.
I'm going back to my room to put on one of my other fancy dresses that I found in that closet.
All right, so...
I'll take Gary with me so I show him my fancy room.
But I'm assuming the Baron is following you guys.
Yeah.
All right, so what's Silent up to?
I think Silent just sort of wanders with Graziella and the Baron.
Okay.
Just because she's not... This is a very weird space to her.
It's a very weird space, period.
Yeah.
You don't like our Pepto-Bismol Palace?
Just another day for us.
Just living in the Barbie dream house, man.
Clarion, what's Clarion doing?
Pretty much what Garland's doing. Gonna decompress, drink a little bit before dinner, get dressed, dry clothes, maybe look for Hans after that.
Okay. Clarion took the main room, so that's also the second floor. What's Emmerich doing?
Changing into dry clothes, putting all of his stuff up to dry and taking care of it. Cool. And then the keys and the parchment with the words on it into the workshop.
Okay, so you guys are all going to be on the second floor.
As we're walking along, I will turn around to Silent and be like, oh my goodness, they fucked up, and hand her back all of her journals and notebooks that I was holding for her.
Thank you.
She has all of her things back.
I appreciate it.
I like sneak another look at it to like try and wrap my head around the Gary. Just, you know, looking for that sweet, sweet Gary porn.
All right, so Garglin's going to be... So Garglin is downstairs in his room. But we'll just, for the sake of logic, we know where he is. I'm just trying to put everybody...
Yeah, I put myself in my room.
Plarion's over here in his room. Pyre is in fetish form, so he's not going to be walking around right now. Emmerich is... you do notice that those broken... I uploaded the wrong map. The broken test tubes that had the vampires in them, those have all been fixed. There's no vampires in them.
But they
have all been fixed. And the ones that weren't broken still do have the vampires floating in them.
Okay. I think we've been letting Randolph feed off those.
Yeah. And it looks like he's...
The what now?
So as you guys... Okay,
we have vampire gallery.
Wait. You don't have vampires in your house?
Yeah. I'm gonna walk Silent through what she's seeing as you guys kind of go through here. So you guys come up the central stairway, and you would travel... Actually, no, you guys wouldn't travel that way. You would come up here. So never mind. You guys wouldn't see that.
She'd see the fisting poles.
No, the fisting poles are on the third floor.
They're on the third floor.
Yeah, so Silent would have seen the... This is a massive library.
Mm-hmm.
Tons and tons and tons and tons of books. This was a... it's a room with a couch and a hookah. These were fountains. So she would have seen all of these fountains. You would have come into this hallway and then gone through these double doors into this room. There is four statues, each in the corner of this room, of a female demoness who's nude. Her wings and body are in various states of repose. The carvings are very lifelike. Do you have a knowledge arcane or knowledge the occult?
Let's see. I have arcana.
Give it a roll. Let's see what if you can maybe come up with something.
Would this be religion? Would that be more?
Nah, religion wouldn't be able to give you much.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, you don't recognize her.
Silent kind of stops in front of these statues. You guys have some weird decorating sense. She's actually stopped taking notes. That's how, like, just weirded out she is. Which is saying something because she takes notes.
And I'm like, oh no, it gets better. And then I like, what was it? Turn off the lights and then they open up their wings?
Yeah, so when she dims the lights, all of their wings open up and they're kind of standing on their toes with their backs arched, sort of presenting. And then creating like a, almost like a canopy to the room.
The Baron kind of like with his hands on his hips looks around and like, no wonder you like Gary so much.
Why do you say that, the Baron?
There's a lot of tits here.
I'm going to pull out my Ephraim's razor and look around my room through my sword.
Okay.
Look at the statues and we'll look, investigate.
Everything seems to be the same except for the eyes of the statues. They seem to be kind of fathomless.
Ooh. In a creepy way?
In a fathomless sort of way.
That's a big yes.
Mm. All right, cool. Dead-eyed tit ladies.
Not dead, not dead.
Sing me to sleep at night.
Not
fathomless
dead.
Fathomless-eyed tit ladies to sing me to sleep at night.
Fathomless.
Just like mom.
If you had a window that looked into the abyss, it would be fathomless. So
just like
I
mom.
I apparently now have 8 of them in my bedroom. Just little ones.
You picked that room.
I did.
But
nothing else different.
So Emmerich is changing.
Just to check, now that I have true sight, I didn't notice anything through the house.
No, everything seems pretty much.
Cool. Just thought I'd ask.
Yeah. Emmerich is changing, so he takes off his armor, he gets off his shirt, he puts his weapons down, he kind of dries his hair off. He's taken off his pants, he bends over, and as he bends over, he hears behind him, sir.
He quickly stands back up and pulls his pants up. Yes, Randolph.
No, it's not Randolph, it's Charn.
Oh, Charn. Yes, Charn.
Hi, I haven't caught you at an inopportune moment, have I?
I just was trying to change out of these clothing, but important.
Sir, Hans would like to see you in the front garden when you have a moment.
Let him know I will be down as soon as I'm done changing and tending to my equipment.
Will do. And he just kind of winks. He kind of winks at you. Say no more. He poofs into his little puff of brimstone.
Damn it.
I'm writing down a new euphemism now, tending to my equipment.
His traveling equipment.
You gotta keep your sword oiled.
This podcast has gotten real weird.
I think we've hit our stride.
Yeah.
Woo!
So,
after I've been like freshened and like shown the group that's with me my room, I start to show them around the rest of the floor, like everything that's around here, ending up over in the garden-y area, the like greenhouse. Is that on this level or the next level?
Yeah, that's on this level.
Okay. I want to end up over there.
All right. So you're going to take him through. So she takes you through this hallway, which has, a bunch of different paintings and such in it. She gets you over here. This actually has a bunch of different, Silent might be really interested. It looks like lineage graphs. Mm-hmm. So there's a spool essentially that runs along the wall, and it has all these different names on it. And it looks like family trees, and it's, tracing these massively large families over aeons worth of time. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what this room consists of. When she gets into this room, it is there's a bunch of large metal tubes or large glass tubes that contain bodies of sort of emaciated, long black-haired humanoids, and some of them look like they've been fed upon.
Recognize the nature of this.
Oh yeah, they're vampires.
All the while I'm giving this tour, I'm like looking at shit through my sword, by the way, just seeing if anything is different or amiss or anything I didn't notice before.
Nah, everything's pretty much straight. As you get here, there's like an examination altar. It has like a bunch of surgical tools and stuff on it. And it looks like somebody's been cataloging vampiric remains. And then as you come through here, you guys end up in this large, beautiful garden space. There's these beautiful purple flowers that grow, and there's like a little body of water, and the entire area is lined with windows, and like this light is pouring in from the windows, and it doesn't hurt you, which is very strange for the Baron, because the Baron isn't used to seeing that much light.
I was just about to ask.
But it's very calming and soothing light.
I ended doing the classic vampire.
Yeah.
I think at this point of the tour, Silent is looking very pale. She has not said much throughout this entire journey. And as soon as we get into this garden area, she just like sits down. Is there like a seat or anything?
No, it's just all soil. Right. Yeah,
she just sits right there. She's like, okay. You guys live here?
Yes, this is our like home base. We come back here when we need to rest up from our various adventures.
Cool. I'm just like walking around, like plucking those because there's those lotus flowers that I make my poisons with, right?
Correct.
I'm just like going about, like getting ready to make some more poisons and potions and stuff, and feeling happy to be back in a natural place.
Do you know, you're hearing a squeak, squeaker, squeak, squeak, squeak. Gary is sitting on Silent's shoulder talking to you. You know that those lotuses can be used in ink, correct?
Oh, you can make ink with them as well. I have just been using them to make poison.
Oh no, you mix it with you would mix it with inks, and then when somebody would read the letter that was on, it was like a contact poison. They would absorb it through their skin. They'd die 24 to 48 hours later and never know.
Oh my goodness, that is amazing. Silent, do you have any extra ink I can have? You don't want it back.
She like reaches into her bag and takes out a half used ink bottle.
Mm-hmm.
She like passes it along, like, because she has no idea what.
Nope, you don't know why.
She's just like, whatever.
I'm like, thank you. And I take it, and then I start talking to Gary, like, so what do I have to do with the petals? Do I prepare them in the same way? Do I like ground them up, or I just put them in the thing? And we just like go about making our little poison ink.
Right. So you guys are going to be having like a long, in depth conversation about alchemy.
Yep. Into it. Super excited.
You seem to think that Gary is pretty well aware of alchemaic component. Silent kind of sees, so Gary jumps down and is like on the ground talking up to Graziella, and Silent sees Emmerich walking across this ballroom. That's what's over here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a ballroom that overlooks the balcony that leads downstairs where that bow was. Visually, you're in the room above that entryway you guys came in through.
Mm-hmm.
So you see Emmerich kind of walking down these stairs and like disappears back towards the doorway. If you were at all interested in maybe.
Yeah, I think as Graziella is distracted, Silent like shakily gets back up and starts to follow Emmerich. Just like excuses herself and then follows.
All right, so you guys go traveling that way. We'll resolve that in a few minutes. Garglin, you're still good?
Yep.
Doing stuff in your room? Awesome. Clarion, what's up with you, man?
Garglin's tending to his equipment.
Yeah.
As often as possible.
I mean,
gotta keep the pipes clean.
It doesn't work if you don't keep it oiled, you know. I'm going to, after I get all dressed and everything, I'm going to take a swig out of my flask.
Okay. So you guys are all, I'm going to switch maps. You guys all will kind of end up outside towards the, around the scene. This is just going to be more mental strain on Silent, I'm sure. Back to the new maps.
Goblin, we met the Baron.
What's the Baron? Anybody
Gary Squeaksmire, the 1700s.
I was gonna say
the 1700s. Gary.
I was gonna say, who remembers the mouse's name?
Gary. It's in my notes.
That's awesome.
It's on the map too.
Yeah.
I also know that Susan was the name of the rat that he sacrificed.
Right.
Susan's dead.
Susan is dead.
Fucking Susan. It's
late night talk time.
No, it's amazing. You look like you're like a professional broadcaster. You're like, whatever.
The quiet storm.
Part of my face now.
Mm-hmm.
The quiet storm.
The silent storm.
Aha. That's my joke. Thanks for coming.
Hope you enjoyed yourselves. That's my joke for the night.
Steve, it's good to see your beautiful face.
It is beautiful.
I agree.
I work just for you.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm glad you didn't wear that other dude's face last time. You know, when you cut it off, it was fucking strange.
Well, he had it coming.
That's true. It's true. At least you can always say that they had it coming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even if I have to make up a reason.
That's it. Hey, man. As long as we believe you, it doesn't matter.
I spent like an hour going through druid spells to try and figure shit out and change some stuff up. And druids have a spell where you can just take someone's face and be them.
Yes, they do.
like in voice and mannerisms and everything. Ooh, and I'm like, I'm like Arya. Man, guys.
Druids are, there's a reason that druids and monks very rarely ever appear in Maya. It's because they're fucking broken. Like, they're broken fucking glasses.
You can... Yeah, I took spells I understood because some of them were like, I don't even know what this
fucking some of them is. Are like, if you understand quantum physics, maybe you could cast this spell.
So, some of this are literally just like, for an hour, you're better at everything. And mm-hmm. everyone who touches you is better at everything. And I'm like, okay. I'm a superhero for an hour, guys.
I'm the best.
I didn't bring any of those because I don't understand them.
Because you didn't bring any of those because fuck everybody else. Let's be honest.
No. I brought healing spells because.
Oh shit! Did you really?
I learned healing spells.
Now wait a minute. Are they real healing spells?
Are they scurvy?
Are they actually scurvy?
Okay, I still have scurvy. But I did bring. I brought like minor healing and major healing. I brought the first level and the fourth level version.
Nice.
Jim, if you could just hold on to that clip of Vanessa saying, I still have scurvy.
I still have advanced
scurvy. You got it. You're going to put that in our new promo reel. I'm sorry, but the part where Maddie's like, yes, she's most gracious to keep me on as her handmaiden.
Like, oh, man. Maddie, you'll be happy to know I did not bring bleed for your master.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't bring that. Today, no promises.
Did you take Mud Buddy?
I know. I thought about it, and I was like, I feel like she's jealous that Silent has a little friend, and she makes herself a little mud friend. She may do that. That feels like something she would do.
That is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
I was gonna say, it's
yeah. pathetic. Yep. She's like making her own minions now. That feels very like in her.
That is on brand. That is really on brand.
Yeah, I think she may do it. She didn't do it today, but I also it seems like I can at the end of a day spend a minute on each spell slot above level 3 and above and turn them into a potion.
No, you still have to take the time.
But potions only take me a minute to make now.
Oh, well then, yeah, okay, that works.
Well then it just seems like at the end of every day, I could just have 14 call lightning potions.
If you remembered.
That seems like way too much power.
Once again, druids are fucking broken.
Oh, man. How did they manage to break druids more?
I mean, Ella's gonna start amassing a fucking arsenal of death. It's gonna be bad, guys. It's gonna be bad.
Until she fucking falls and something breaks and then it starts leaking everywhere and mixing into each other.
She's like Marie Antoinette with a fucking machete. This is not gonna end well for you. Apologies.
Better yet, it'd be like, hey, can I get one of those healing potions off you, Grazi? And here, take this. It's called lightning.
Well, I have to let
those potions break.
We haven't even gotten to the new maps tonight yet. We're still on the old map.
Don't take us the wrong way, Anton, but are you as like shot and tired as you? Your eyes are looking really red to me.
No, I'm all right. I think it's the reflection from the shirt and stuff, but I'm okay.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah. The Tylenol has kicked in. I'm feeling better.
Cool.
Yeah.
Not bad as offense, just concern.
No, I appreciate that, man. Thank you. I'm actually having a really good time.
Masturbation jokes will do that.
Yeah, they get me off, man.
But
you beat me by 3 seconds.
That's what she said.
The record.
Now we're going with this. That's what.
Welcome to Magic Gaming After Hours.
It's funny because my daughter has been really getting into joke books. Every joke she hasn't heard, like double entendre.
Nice.
I got one that beats the Mexican.
You got one
that I got one that beats the Mexican magician.
What was it?
Are you ready? Why does the Norwegian Navy have barcodes on all of their ships?
So they can scan the Navy in.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Good dad jokes, man.
Wow, I think that one gave me cancer.
My daughter's been checking, you know, like every joke book from her school.
A flat minor.
Oh. Why did the old man fall down the well?
Why?
Because he couldn't see that well.
Ah.
I know. It's like the dumbest of the
movies. I don't know why.
I told Anton this one already. Two clowns are eating a cannibal. One clown looks at the other and says, "I think we got this joke wrong."
Fucking love that one. I fucking love that joke.
I do too. That's great.
It's so fucking good.
Oh, that's amazing. You should do interstitials on the podcast where you just like read jokes from your daughter's joke book.
I should.
So fucking good. All right. So, can you see that green square?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So, this is going to be a fucking weird.
Hello, my little handmaidens. It is your old friend, Graciela Anastasia Blackfoot, here with a special deal just for you. We're partnering with a coffee company called Found Familiar Coffee. Their coffee is small batch and very premium. You know Ella would not be drinking subpar coffee, absolutely not. If you want to be queen of your own empire, you should definitely pick up some of this coffee for yourself.
And when you buy it, use code OLDMAGICGAMING at checkout. That's OLDMAGICGAMING, all one word. I will specifically make sure that you get 10% off. It is a very good deal. And believe me, I know deals. So check it out now. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Crown of Queens. Emmerich is played by Maddie A. at MG Allen on Twitter. Garglin Yalt is played by Arrow Odd at RPG Home Brewery on Twitter. Graziella is played by Vanessa Singleton at Evil V Cookie on Twitter. Clarion the Unscrutable is played by our Dauphine of Audio at Yoda Jones on Twitter. Silent Nocturne is played by M at GameMaker M on Twitter. Our special guest, the Baron, is played by Matt Garbett at ArtMonkeyMG on Twitter. Our storyteller is Anton at Old Magic Gaming on Twitter.